From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. President Bush is in Europe this weekend on a mission to remember history, the fall of a dictator, and the spread of freedom. But Mr. Bush has stepped into a dispute over that history between Russia and its neighbors. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne filed this report from Riga.
In the center of this Latvian capital city is a giant obelisk. It stands 42 meters high and is the symbol of Latvian independence. It was erected in 1935, but just a few years later, the country saw occupation, first by the Soviet Union, then by Nazi Germany, and then by the Soviets again. Today, on the first morning of this European tour, President Bush placed a garland of flowers at the base of the memorial. It was an act meant to demonstrate an understanding of the history of the Baltic states and the suffering they endured. That as Mr. Bush travels to Moscow tomorrow to celebrate the defeat of the Nazis, he knows that here in the Baltics, the feeling of celebration is muted because Hitler's rule was replaced by that of Stalin. The president addressed that in a speech in Riga today, criticizing not just the secret deal between Hitler and Stalin that divided up Europe in 1939, but also the Yalta Agreement, worked out between Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill at the end of the war, which left Eastern Europe under Soviet control.
Yet this attempt to sacrifice freedom for the sake of stability left a continent divided and unstable. The captivities of millions in Central and Eastern Europe will be remembered as one of the greatest wrongs of history.
This visit has sparked a sometimes heated back and forth between Russia and the Baltic nations of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. They feel that Vladimir Putin should apologize for Soviet-era occupation and tyranny. Putin responds that the former Soviet Union did that 15 years ago, and he accuses the Baltics of treating ethnic Russians living here poorly. Relations between Russia and the Baltics remain tense. At a news conference with his Baltic counterparts here today, President Bush says it's something he has talked to Putin about.
Countries ought to feel comfortable with having democracies on their borders. After all, democracies are peaceful countries. Democracies don't fight each other. Democracies are good neighbors.
But the White House wouldn't say if the president will bring up the issue of an apology for the occupation of the three Baltic states when he sits down with Putin tomorrow night. The Russians also had criticism for President Bush this week. The Russian foreign minister has sent a letter to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice objecting to the president's visit here and to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia next week. Today, Mr. Bush was asked if the U.S. is improperly using its influence to stir up pro-democracy protests in the region, in places like Ukraine, Georgia, and Kyrgyzstan.
Freedom is etched in everybody's soul, and the idea of countries helping others become free, I would hope that would be viewed as not revolutionary, but rational foreign policy, as decent foreign policy. As humane foreign policy.
The president, as he has in the past, pointed to the spread of democracy in Europe as an example for Iraq and the Middle East. He said the lesson of the past is that no one's liberty is expendable, that there can be no excusing tyranny in exchange for stability. Don Gagne, NPR News, Riga.